From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. I feel the same way. We got a great show for you today. We got actor and seemingly actual nice guy, Jason Bateman. He'll be joining us later to play Not My Job. But first, you may have heard it was President Obama's 50th birthday this week. His wife and kids wanted to give him a tie. He insisted absolutely on a new iPod. After a month-long series of intense meetings with his daughter, Sasha Malia, he got a tie. He's happy with it, though. We insist on you guys giving us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Pablo from Austin, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Austin, one of my favorite cities?
Great, aside from the heat.
Yeah, the heat and the drought. How are the bats, though?
The bats are actually entertaining the people during the day now, since they're having to come out to get the food while the sun's still out.
Really?
Yeah.
The bats are like no longer nocturnal. It's gotten that bad.
Not in Austin.
Maybe, you know, they've gotten middle age. They just can't stay up that late anymore. I know what it's like. Pablo, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the book Idiot America. Mr. Charlie Pierce is here.
How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, Pablo.
Next, it's a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Pablo.
And lastly, it's the woman behind the advice column Ask Amy and the author of the memoir The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson is here.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, Pablo.
Pablo, so glad to have you. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Your job, identify or explain two out of three quotations that Carl is going to read for you from the week's news.
Sure.
Do that. You'll win Carl's voice in your home voicemail. Ready to go?
Great.
Here we go. Here is your first quote.
This deal is a sugar-coated Satan sandwich.
That was Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver talking about what?
About the debt limit. Bill that just got signed.
Yes, the debt ceiling deal. Very good. That's what it was. After months of tension and fear, at the very last minute, the American government was able to talk itself out of destroying the American economy. Now, it's a pretty complicated deal, so Carl is going to help me explain how it's all going to work. Ready, Carl?
Let's do this.
All right. First, there are some immediate cuts, and the debt ceiling gets raised. Whew. Then a commission gets together to come up with new cuts. If the cuts package gets passed,
yay!
Then all is good. If not,
boo!
Bad things then happen to both parties. Republicans lose Chuck Norris and Sean Hannity. Taken away. Democrats lose Barbara Streisand and the next season of Mad Men.
Now, to be fair, I like, you know, Hostess's sugar-coated Satan's when I was there.
No, they had
the lovely cream filling.
Wasn't there an alternative? Couldn't they, instead of raising the debt ceiling, couldn't they have just created a debt-sunken living room?
Yes.
Exactly.
That way? It's very sophisticated living. By the way,
I love sunken living rooms.
This special commission that's being created.
Super Congress.
People are calling it Super Congress. And you thought Congress was bad, meet Super Congress. It's like Congress after it was bit by a radioactive leech and acquired all of its powers.
And this deal will save just enough money to pay probably for the commission, which
exactly.
will decide how more money will be saved.
Let me see if I get the logic behind this. The problem with this whole thing has been there's too much partisan gridlock in Washington. So what we're going to do is distill it down
yes.
to the real stars of partisan gridlock, and that's going to get something done.
Right. If you get
excellent, then Harry Reid's spidey sense will tingle, and you'll never know.
He keeps getting paler. Harry Reid. Well, it's like John Boehner took all his melanin. I mean, it's true, because they'd be the perfect shade if they just combined.
Now, throughout the whole debt ceiling debate, the American public became really frustrated with the seeming inability of our two political parties to agree on anything. So we're going to try to bring them together and maybe, just maybe, heal a nation. Joining us now, Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona. Hello, Congressman.
Hello. Nice to have
you on. Oh, great pleasure to have you. Also joining us, here is the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida. Wow. Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. It's really good to talk to you both today, and we're glad that you could join us in a first step towards sort of bringing people together. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to find some common ground somewhere. Congressman Flake, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, that's an easy one, and she probably has the same one. What about Bob?
What about Bob? So, Congressman Wasserman Schultz, what is your favorite movie?
Well, you can just feel the common ground. My favorite movie is My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh.
Let's move on. We'll start with you, Representative Wasserman Schultz, this time. What is your favorite band?
Well, it's more like my favorite singer would be James Taylor.
James Taylor. I'm just going to say, and I like James Taylor too, but as a Democrat, that's fairly predictable. All right.
My alternative would be Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Okay.
Stay right, with James
on.
Taylor.
All right. Okay. All right. We've got a James Taylor on the table. Congressman Flake, your favorite musical act?
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say Toby Keith, but that's just not it.
I understand if you don't, you'll be primaried, but it's really up to you.
Oh, it's got to be Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa! Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah!
I'm dating myself there.
Sorry. I'm about to say. Okay, this isn't working quite as well as we hoped. We got one more question. Congressman Flake, when the Olympics are going on, what country do you root for?
Now, if I say the wrong thing here, I'm sure to be primaried.
Right.
It's the red, white, and blue. U.S. of A.
There you are. Okay, guys. It's a choice. It's a bold choice. Wasserman Schultz.
The United States of America.
There we go. Agreement. We've done it. Congressman Flake of Arizona, Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz of Florida, thank you so much for being with us and for healing this nation.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye. Pablo, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. All right. Pablo, here is your next quote.
Here's your birthday present. Your poll numbers are lower than your age.
That was a headline on the right-wing dog blog celebrating, ironically, whose lowest ever approval rating?
Barack Obama.
Yes, President Obama, that's right. The president's approval rating sank to 43% this week, his lowest ever. His advisors were so desperate to boost it back up in preparation for next year that Chief of Staff Bill Daley was seen performing CPR on the waterlogged corpse of Osama bin Laden so that Obama could kill him again.
Oh, come on!
Hey, whatever works. Congress, though, I don't know if you follow this, Congress has it even worse. A record 82% of Americans now disapprove of Congress. 82%, lowest ever. They're all here. Their approval rating of Congress is 14%, a historical low. That means 1.5 people out of 10 actually approve of Congress. Of course, one of those people is just a pelvis and a pair of legs. How much attention can he be paying?
My God, this looks like a job for Super Congress.
Ta-da!
I just... What are they putting in the tea?
Very good, Pablo. Pablo, here is your last quote.
Miss, you'd better look at that note. I have a bomb.
That was what somebody said to a flight attendant on a fateful day back in 1971. The FBI says they might finally have tracked down the folk hero known by what name?
D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper, you're a fan, I can tell. This week, the FBI confirmed that an Oklahoma woman has come forward to say that her late uncle might well have been the infamous hijacker D.B. Cooper. He's the guy who parachuted out of a plane over Oregon in 1971 with $200,000 in ransom money, was never caught. Now, you might ask, why is the FBI so interested in this 40-year-old case? because the administration looked at the possibilities being put forward for solving our financial crisis. And after an intensive staff work, they decided the most practical solution was trying to find D.B. Cooper's stolen money. Carl, how did Pablo do in our quiz?
Pablo did very well, Peter. Pablo, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Pablo. Congratulations. Thanks for playing.